On a day when chilly winds are ripping through the tents and campers on the Homer Spit, it seems like a pretty good idea to head indoors, and what better place than the Salty Dog Saloon. Tending bar today is Larry Bain.
I'm Larry Bain, better known as LB. I've been here for about 10 years or so.
LB says life moves pretty fast when you're working the bar at the Salty Dog.
More or less, people just come and see what the Salty Dog is all about. Somebody's recommended that if you go to Homer, you need to go stop at the Salty Dog and get a t-shirt and check out the place and see how many people are hanging out that you might know from the old days or meet new people.
LB is not just a bartender, he's also the dog's unofficial resident historian. He says the original building, where the bar is now, was one of the first homesteader cabins in Homer, built around 1898 and located at the very end of the Spit, where Land's End Resort is now. The building served as a residence, a general store, and an office for the Alaska Coal Company. Three other buildings have been added to the structure over the years, including the cone-shaped lighthouse, which was originally built to house a water tank. It wasn't until 1957, 2 years before Alaska would become a state, that the Salty Dog would become a bar like it is today. Back then, the place was known as the Salty Pup, and in addition to Olympia beer and Seagram 7 whiskey, it also served food.
Which was whatever was killed that week was eaten, you know, bear stew or, you know, halibut chowder or moose burgers or something like that.
LB shows me the lighthouse tower on the fourth floor, which sits over an office and a small apartment.
We can go up there and you can check this out too. I don't know if you want to try to get up in there or just crawl up there and look.
Okay, maybe I'll just stick my head in.
Yeah.
Okay.
The lighthouse is indeed a functioning nautical landmark, marked on official NOAA maps and visible for miles out to sea. For boat captains and for us landlubbers, the lighthouse also functions as an open and closed sign. When the light is on, the bar is open.
They actually have called from out by Soldovia or somewhere and said, we just saw the light go off. Can you wait till we get there? We've been on the boat for 2 months and we'd like to have some cocktails. And most of the time, the bartender will wait for them.
Back down in the bar, a steady stream of people are coming in. Some locals and fishermen who are there to drink and socialize, and some tourists who are there to buy a t-shirt or just gawk at all of the unique stuff pinned to the walls.
And as you can see, there's carvings on all the doors and walls and dollar bills and a few pieces of lingerie that usually come right after the tequila hits.
People sometimes propose in the bar via a message on a dollar bill. Others leave raunchy messages for their friends, while some create memorials to friends or family that have passed on.
Last I heard, it was basically all started from old fishermen way back in the day who would put up money for buying drinks for other fishermen who were out in the sea waiting for them to come back, and they couldn't wait for them, so they'd buy drinks for them.
That's local fisherman David McRory. He's back by the pool table with a dollar bill in hand, looking for a place to leave a note for his buddy, a fellow fisherman. After a minute of hunting around for an open spot, McRory finally settles on one.
I think I might just do it right over the men's bathroom.
There we go.
There you go. Right on George Washington's face.
Right on his face. Hopefully he'll see it.
So how many dollar bills are plastered to the walls of the Salty Dog?
Well, a few years ago, we had a math professor from Cornell or Brown or somewhere down there in the States. And he sat in the corner over there with his big calculator and finally came over to me and said, well, according to my calculations, you got about 35,000 on the walls. So that's about the best estimate we can give.
Other artifacts include glass buoys, sculptures made out of beer cans, an original t-shirt from Woodstock, signed by a few of the musicians who performed there, and a human skull that was found washed up on the beach in the 1950s. Sheila Turner is from Greenville, Texas. She's on her first trip to the Salty Dog.
I've never been to Alaska before, period.
Turner first caught a glimpse of the saloon on the Discovery Channel's Deadliest Catch, which often shows crew members from the FV Time Bandit hanging out at the dog. And I don't know if it was the Salty Dog, Ketchumak Bay, or what, but something about the place clearly made an impression on her.
Actually, I'm going to end up living here. I love Alaska so much.
No kidding, really?
Yes.
Wow.
I've been in Texas all my life, and this is beautiful here.
That more beautiful than Texas?
Oh, much more beautiful than Texas. Are you kidding me? I love it.
Reporting from Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.